Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soul Sweet Speak at Soul Sweet Place. And tonight we're going to be talking about boys to men and what makes a man and what makes a man. Now, I like to start off the program by just telling you that it's no secret that I work with children, and mainly boy children. If you are a parent of a boy child, there are certain things you know that these young men take you through, especially as teenagers. You know what I'm talking about. I know the things because, like I said, I am a residential counselor and I work in a boy cottage. Age range from 3 to 18 years of age. The experiences that I've had is indescribable, but I can tell you this, that when I see growth in a young man after many different emotional outbreaks and behaviors from the trauma, I have seen some really good young men who wind up being labeled because of the circumstances that they unfortunately fell under. Now, I could tell you some stories, and I'm going to give you some examples of things that I've been through. For instance, I've had children who know the rules. I say boys from 15 to 18, and they know the rules and the policy of the school and the campus. One in particular is, if you're on a certain level, you cannot have the phone. And I'm not going to go into it, but if you're on a certain level, you cannot have the phone. And once you reach a phase where you can only have it for 2 hours. That's the policy and the rule. Now, you have this particular young man that would take and sneak devices in the room, knowing that you can't have it there, and keep it overnight, or keep it until someone catches him, okay? And when he is caught, these are the things that would happen. Once they're confronted, and a consequence is put in place because the rules have been broken, you have some of these young men, this one in particular, who would go to his to the administration and to his therapist because he doesn't feel it was fair to give him consequences for breaking the rules. And sometimes the professionals will team together with the staff person who supervises them supervising them 7 days a week, 24 hours, 7 days a week. They will go to the admin, and like I said, sometimes everybody comes together, and there are times when everybody don't come together, because you'll have relationships that shouldn't have been developed in such a way where everything that the child in your care does, you let them get away with it. It doesn't work, because once you do decide to put your foot down, you are going to have some repercussions because you're not consistent and you didn't start it off that way. So, this has been part of the experience with that. And so where do you go with a child like that who wants to buck the system and not really take responsibility for his actions. What do you do in that matter? Well, there is a process and heading to that phase, there is a process where you have to get beyond the emotional phase, because most of the time they're not safe with the emotions bouncing everywhere and being stuck in anger. It will make you do things and change you unless someone intervene and try to teach you. And so this is what I've encountered with young men not really taking the responsibility. And there are some good teenagers out there because of, like I said, the situation that they fell under seem to put a label on them, and some of them do not live because of the label. And that's not who they are. They're just, some of them are children that wants to go to college, children that want to do something with their lives, but there are certain behaviors, certain habits that was inbred, just continue to pop up, okay, for us to survive. And sometimes people don't see the ones who really want to do something because they're not around them. And there is not a relationship built where that child or that young man will talk to you on a genuine level. Most of the time, the relationship is superficial because they're going to act a certain way to get what they want. And once they get it, behaviors could remain the same, or it can change, and not for the better. So, things like this happen, and I mean, you'll have the same person that would bring an iPod, an iPhone, a tablet, games that, game system with a flat screen, small TV that you shouldn't have, and this person will take, because he is a game fanatic. We have had game controllers gone, and other people blame for it. So there's a lot of things that this individual, who is a boy that is working towards being a man, but you have to take responsibility. And he is not the only one. There is, roughly all together, teenage boys. You would say there's 19 to 20 teenage boys that have their difficulties. And if there are people who are supervising them, don't understand that and don't try to build a relationship with these boys who are going through trauma, then there will be repercussions from that. Now, I say, wow, that same person, therapist will argue, or someone from the admin will argue his strong points, such as him smiling and saying yes ma'am and yes sir, and doing the things that he is supposed to do when somebody tells him to do it, but yet still breaking the rules, is a little bit something. So you try to look at the good attributes from this person. And when you look at that, you have to outweigh it with what has happened in the past and continues to happen. You see? So with this young man, we will have to face certain things in order to learn from it, no matter how mad or how uncomfortable it makes us. So this is what this young man is going to have to really learn, and it's going to take people who have a relationship with him to teach him, because they would have his attention. People that children do not respect do not have their attention. They will play games upon games with your mind if you let them. And if you're not strong enough, or if you had not built a genuine relationship with them. Okay. The other things that this young man has done, such as his grades have fallen, he's failing. He never tries to pull his grade up. The only time this young man pulls his grade up is when he was restricted from doing things that he loved doing, and that's playing games. He brought his grades up in order to get to that he really cared about. So, but all of that has changed with the therapeutic and different models that have been put in place to change things. And the behavior is not one of becoming a man. He also messed with the privilege of going home on weekends. When school was out, this person would go ahead and call his family to come and get him. He would do that when he knew he had to do dishes as a chore. There were times when he would get sick from school on a Friday so that he could go home early that day rather than going later that day. So these are the things, and that behavior is surely not taking responsibility. Yes, you love to see the smile. I know I do. I love to see the smile on the faces, and I love the politeness. But then when you keep getting the repeated patterns of deceit and dishonesty, then there's something to be said for that. And if that person is not taught, then how would they know that it is something they are going to have to look at? Whether they want to be that person, or have that personality attached to the smile and the politeness as a deceitful thing, or do they want to get real and start to really know themselves and move in the right path so that they can move on up by taking responsibility and being a man? Those are the questions a lot of our boys have to ask themselves when they go through the trials and tribulations of deceiving and being dishonest once you have built a relationship with someone who is working on your behalf and being honest with you the whole time. So it's a two-way street, and they have to learn that's what it is, rather than being self-centered and saying it's okay if they do it because they've been through so much. We can't have excuses, okay? There are many, many that we serve who still lie, cheat, and say all kinds of things. Some are downright disrespectful, especially to women that they don't respect. Now, I've been a counselor for 15 years. Doing the residential thing is kind of new to me. I've been doing it for 4 years. But at the same time, my experience has showed me that I have a gift to be able to connect with some of the worst children. But you know what happens? What happens is that I get into a tug of war with my peers. I get into a tug of war with therapists. I get into a tug of war with case managers, supervisors, because they do not agree with some of the tactics that are used, even if it is something that is a positive response. I have positive response. I don't know if it's intimidation. I don't know if it's because one fear of losing one's job, but the thing about it is, nothing should really matter but the children. The children that you serve. I wouldn't want my granddaughter, if something should happen to the whole family, I wouldn't want my granddaughter to wind up in a system that is superficial. You have so many people who are meaningful, and then there's those who are there to be compensated so that they can be able to pay their rent next month. And then you have those that are there with the genuine love for kids. And those are the ones the kids will attach themselves to, because that's what they're looking for. They don't know what it's like to be loved, especially when they had parents that are diseased with themselves and is distracted by whatever they're distracted with. And so the child becomes secondary. And it's a bad thing when they're put in placement and they're under the same scrutiny of being secondary. It's not a good thing. So you have more than those who are not genuine. Because I can tell you that I've run into some genuine people that who really care and who would do things to make a difference in a child's life, to see that smile on that child's face. Some of the people that I have met in certain residential settings have been creative in showing children how to draw and how to make certain bracelets and, you know, things that are very therapeutic. There are places that have weaving, and some children get lost in it and enjoy seeing the patterns of the weave. And, you know, it's just a lot of things that is open to children to begin to grow. But there are people who are not looking at the things that they do, or do not sit back and pay attention. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to do that when you're really dealing with 10 kids. You know, when two people are dealing with 10 kids and trying to help them with their needs and try to provide for their needs, it's a task. It's not an easy thing. But you have to do what you have to do, and that is to manage your time in order to make sure that everyone can get their needs met. They might not get, you have some that want you to be there all the time, and that's a need, but you can't fulfill that need because you have 9 others. So with boy children, it is really an experience, and it is something to really, really, how can I say, take note of, because experience, that's only one experience, and that's one scenario. There has been so many, and perhaps as I continue along and find a time to do a 30-minute segment and speak more upon situations that I've encountered, and the solutions that came about to make a difference, then it's something worth discussing. So as I find the time, maybe I will have a live show, a live forum, if people are for that. But until then, I will be pre-taping. And if I see anybody hands up, or not hands up, but if anyone number pops up, I will let you through, and we can have a discussion about boy children. Now, I'm sure my time is almost up, because this is something that I can talk about forever. Because there's never a dull moment when I'm working with these boys. Never a dull moment. Why? Because I'm not sitting back and doing my own thing. I'm working in their behalf. And every time I hear a statement of growth or something, just like something, you know, which is mimicking me in my thought, I know that I'm touching them in such a way. And I know that others are, when I hear them mimic others, that they have great respect for. It is not easy. I will say that many times. You know, it's not easy doing this type of job. But one thing I know for sure, that when you see children progressing, growing, and changing, it would have been all worthwhile. And that comes from a genuine heart. This is not something that is for show, something to look good on the surface. It is for real. And I tell my boys, an old African saying that I heard just the other day when I was watching Roots. The boys were going through the ceremony to be men. And they would leave their village blindfolded, and when they come back to their village, they would be men. This happened to, I guess, boys around 14 years old, maybe younger, on up to 18. And there's a whole bunch of things that go with that, you know. They still have to be taught. Once they come over and be a man, they still have to be taught what a man truly is. Like Kunta Kinte, when he came back as a man, he didn't want his mother to talk to him in any way of telling him what to do, because now he is a man. And his grandmother had to straighten him out and let him know, she had a whip in her hands too, by the way, and let him know that he is not a man. He is still his mother's child, and he is to respect her. And she told him about his mother crying because he left and had to go and become a man. And she told him, you are not a man. You don't take the man's responsibility. And then at the same time, she told him what he can do. Perhaps he can make his baby, because she just had a baby's mother. Perhaps he can make his baby brother a drum. And he heard his grandmother, and that's what he did, because that's something he liked doing. So it is a process, and the old African saying was, if you do not grow up to be a man, you will always be treated as a child. I want you to take that and think about that and tell your sons that is heading towards manhood. Because you often hear them say, stop treating me like a child. Well, if they don't take responsibility and hold themselves accountable for rules that they break, you have no other choice but to treat them as a child. I'm going to say goodnight to you until the next segment. Think about all that is said on Soul Sweet Speak at Soul Sweet Place. Have a good night, everyone.